Respect is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Heidi Murkoff, and I'm a mom on a mission to help you know what to expect every step of the way. No newsflash here. Most pregnancies start with sex. But the question is, and it's a question I hear a lot, does pregnancy have to end sex? At least sex as you know it, and most likely love it? Can you hop on board the love train once baby's on board and hop on top each other? Will you even want to? Will he want to? Is it weird to want to? Is it safe to? Is it even possible to? Are your favorite positions off the table? And what about that table anyway? Or that kitchen counter? Is the back door closed for business? And what about the toy store? Pregnancy sex may come with plenty of changes, plus its share of challenges, some logistical, some emotional, some physical, many, not surprisingly, hormonal. But for most expecting couples, it doesn't have to stop coming altogether. With your practitioner's green light, a little creativity, some patience, and lots of practice, you can mix baby making with love making. So today, I'm here to help you and your partner figure out the ins and outs of pregnancy sex. But let's face it, not everyone feels super sexy during pregnancy. Your new body and your hormone levels can take some getting used to. So, happily, I'm here with Emma, and as you all know, especially if you follow her on Instagram, and you should if you don't, she's an open book about this topic of sex. And for that matter, so am I.
Who doesn't love sex?
Well, and especially talking about it, right?
There's nothing that I enjoy more in life than talking about sex.
Okay, let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk. We might need therapy after this, but...
Did you feel sexy when you were pregnant?
Well, okay, so my first pregnancy, let's talk about my second pregnancy.
Yeah.
My second pregnancy, I felt sexy. I personally, for me, like a lot of women have, they're nauseous. I was nauseous, but I also wanted to have sex. It was kind of like sex was my priority and I wanted penis on demand, you know? Like,
funny you should mention that.
And my husband was a very willing participant. Mind you.
Yeah. Well, he found you super sexy when you were pregnant, which definitely helps. And I think most men do. Mm-hmm. I think most men do. For me, I was so over-sexed to the point where, earmuffs, Emma? You're wearing earmuffs,
God.
Right? Yeah. To the point where Eric would run screaming from the room when he saw me coming because he knew. He was like, not again, not again, not again. but at least Simon was fully into it, which was great.
It was great. You know, my first pregnancy, I didn't have sex once, not even once. And I wanted to more than anything. But with my second pregnancy, it was like a whole new world. It was like a Disneyland ride. It was like an all-you-can-eat buffet of sex. And I was there for it. Yeah, I was there for it.
Yeah, you know? Which...
And great. We had just met, so our sex life was on fire anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He proposed to me in the bathtub after we had some, like, sex capades that are probably illegal in some states. You know, so our sex life was popping and I wasn't going to let pregnancy slow that down. Look, I was the first time I felt like I didn't have to suck in. My boobs were on point, you know.
Right? On point, for
sure.
They
were a little sore, but you know what? Nothing that a little sex can fix.
Yeah, in the first trimester, it's like look but don't touch, you know, because they're just so painfully tender.
But definitely
on point.
Yeah, I was fine with the touching.
And so you felt nauseous, but it didn't get in your way. But a lot of moms, I have to say, have like a down, up, down pattern. And that's not a sex move. That's just like the pattern of their libido.
No, I was up the whole time.
Well, the first trimester, you're so damn tired, right? And you could be nauseous. And then the second trimester is like... Bring it on.
I could just lay there. I'm fine.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's the good news, is you can just lay there in the first trimester. It's the second trimester you have to get off your back. But so I think the important takeaway, though, is what's normal is what's normal for you, right?
Yeah, there's no Would you normal. Say? A lot of people I've spoken to said, oh, I wanted nothing to do with sex. Like, gross. Get away from me. But for me, maybe it's genetic, but...
Yeah, that it well could be.
Yeah.
Those are the genes you want to have.
Simon's probably a little scarred from our pregnancy in the sex department.
Yeah.
But you know what? During pregnancy, like, it really sets like a precedent, which you're never going to hit again. Like, pregnancy sex for me, like, sex 5 times a day. And then when you have the baby, it like just all goes downhill.
Yeah, new parent sex is kind of challenging. Yeah.
Get it in while you can.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. Okay, Emma, so let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm answering the biggest questions you have about sex during pregnancy.
Okay, Mom, let's break down the biggest questions our listeners have about sex during pregnancy. How can sex during pregnancy be good for you?
Oh, it's good for you in so many ways. It's a great way to relieve tension, right? You've got so much stress when you're pregnant, so it's a great way to relax. It can help you sleep better. And if you have pregnancy insomnia,
me,
think of that as your bedtime snack. It boosts your mood because it releases those feel-good endorphins, right? Just like any kind of exercise. Arguably, this is the most fun kind of exercise. And it brings you closer together because it releases the love hormone, which is oxytocin. Some moms have even told me that having an orgasm when they were pregnant made all of their aches and pains magically disappear. I mean, like, who needs Tylenol, right?
Well, Tylenol doesn't even work, number one.
And no, also, that's true.
I have heard that if you have sex or have an orgasm while you have a migraine, it like helps it better than any sort of medication. So that makes sense.
Let's put that to the test. Probably the best benefit is that research shows that low-risk women who have sex regularly during pregnancy are less likely to have a preterm birth. So it's probably the reverse of what you've heard in the past. Plus, it's a great time to practice your Kegels for future of pelvic health. Emma, you have a few words to say about Kegels, don't you?
Yeah, so I regret not taking your advice on that because now I'm stuck using those like Kegel balls in my vagina during the day to try to help myself not pee. But so you know what? I would have avoided that purchase and I would have avoided the midday tinkles if I had just listened to you about Kegels.
Had you listened to your mother and done your Kegels? P.S. I'm doing them right now. I hope everybody out there is doing them right now. There's never a bad time to do Kegels.
Okay, so when is sex safe and when should you stop?
Well, in the vast majority of pregnancies, sex is safe from start to finish. So lots of parents do worry about causing miscarriage, but it absolutely does not in a normal pregnancy. So as long as your doctor or midwife haven't put you on what they call pelvic rest, how's that for a euphemism? Which is really uncommon. You'd only be put on pelvic rest if your cervix is starting to open up early or if it's short or if you're at risk for preterm labor. Maybe you have placenta previa. You can put that worry to bed and hop on into bed. Now, once in a while, especially in the first trimester, and I think you experienced this too, Emma, towards the end of pregnancy also, you might notice a brownish discharge or spotting after sex. And sometimes it doesn't happen for a couple of days after sex, but it can put you in full-on panic mode, but it shouldn't. Because the reason that you're spotting is that your cervix is extra sensitive and it's easily bruised when you're pregnant. It does not mean you're hurting the baby. And as for when to stop, don't. If it feels good, just keep on doing it all the way to delivery day. In fact, lots of parents try to do it to expedite delivery day, kind of a DIY labor induction. And I always say, if it works, great. And if it doesn't work, still great. Because, you know, you might as well have sex while you can. It's going to be a while. And the only reason that you would have to stop is if your doctor or midwife has told you that you should stop, or if your water has broken. Not that you're going to want to have sex after your water is broken anyway. And of course, if you can't get comfortable, if sex hurts, you have pelvic pain, if you're just not in the mood, then there's no reason to do something that you don't want to do. It's not a must-do to do it when you're pregnant.
Okay, so what about oral and anal sex?
I'm glad you asked that question.
I mean, look, the last thing I wanted was a penis in my butt. I was so constipated.
Well, that might have relieved the constipation. Anyway, let's not even go there, again, unless you want to. Again, if it feels good, that's when you should do it. Oral, of course, there's absolutely no downside to going down on him if you want to. And in case you were curious, it's totally okay to swallow. Now, your gag reflex may tell you otherwise. So again,
100%.
Again. And he, of course, can go to town downtown on you as long as he doesn't forcefully blow air into your vagina, which I'm not sure why he would. Now, as far as anal, as long as you're comfortable and you keep things really, really clean, you're good to go at it. Again, if you really, really want to. But never go from the back door to the front door without cleaning up thoroughly in between, for the same reason that you should always wipe from front to back to avoid passing bacteria from your anus to your vagina.
Men didn't get that memo.
No. Well, now they've got it. Hopefully they're listening. And if you have hemorrhoids, which most moms
I do,
then you'll definitely want a table anal because it'll hurt and it'll make them bleed. And there ain't nothing sexy about that.
You know, honestly, right before I found out I was pregnant, I gave my husband a blowjob and I was like, there's something about him that's making me sick. Like his pheromones or his whatever. I was like I wasn't used to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, honestly, I guess after a few weeks of,
you adjusted.
Pregnancy, I adjusted and I was like, give me that penis. But in like the super early pregnancy, I was like, That changed.
I'm so glad you can liberally use the word penis these days, because when I said it for the first time, I was the first person to say it on national television back in like 1990 on Good Morning America.
You're my hero.
And it wasn't out of context. I was talking about sex during pregnancy, but apparently nobody had said penis yet because it was pre-Seinfeld. Anyway, so we can say penis now, thanks to me.
Yay. Thanks, Mom.
Do we have more questions?
Okay, can you still use sex toys? I don't, that was one, I was about no sex toys during pregnancy for me.
Yeah, the good news is absolutely you can, because they're just mechanical versions of the real thing. Of course, you want to keep them extra, extra clean, which you should anyway. And by the way, in case you're wondering, masturbation is completely safe throughout pregnancy unless your practitioner has told you to avoid orgasm. And then really, what's the point of masturbation? Really doesn't make any sense. And again, it releases tension. We have lots of stress. We need to get rid of the stress.
What are the best positions during pregnancy?
Really, any position that's comfortable can work. The only caveat would be to stay flat off your back after the fourth month, at least for any extended period of time. So you said you enjoy just lying back, but after the fourth month, you want to just stick to maybe a quickie on your back, and he should be supporting his weight with his arms. Spooning is a pregnancy crowd pleaser, front to front, front to back. So is mom on top pop.
I like that one.
Yeah, mom on top pop. You can be in the driver's seat and control penetration. Rear entry, aka doggy style, can work too. And some moms are fond of reverse cowgirl. And if this is your first rodeo, that just means that you're on top facing his feet. Now, as you get bigger, you know, you've got the watermelon bump. The logistics of climbing that Himalayan mountain can get more challenging. So you got to get a little creative, and it definitely requires some more advanced gymnastics. I always suggest doing a dry run to test a position out fully clothed. without the pressure on, just to see what fits and what doesn't fit.
No pun intended.
No.
That's so weird to say this to my mom. Is cramping after an orgasm normal? And can having an orgasm ever be harmful to the baby?
No. Here's the good news. More good news. There's lots of good news. The uterus contracts after orgasm. And those contractions can feel quite powerful. And sometimes they last as long as a half an hour. But that's the release of the oxytocin talking. Those contractions are not a sign of preterm labor in a normal pregnancy, and they're not a sign that you're triggering preterm labor. So just relax and enjoy the ride.
Orgasm away.
Yep.
What about baby kicking after sex or not kicking?
So babies respond to the movement and the contractions during sex. Sometimes they kick. Sometimes they're just lulled to sleep. Just like anytime you're doing exercise. And again, it's absolutely nothing to worry about. When we come back, it's time for Help Me Heidi. And now it's time for Help Me Heidi, where I'll answer your pressing pregnancy and parenting questions. No holds barred, no filter allowed. TMI? No such thing. We're all moms here, or dads, and chances are if you have this question, other parents have it too. You're not alone. Motherhood is the ultimate sisterhood, and we're here to help a sister out. So Emma, who needs help today?
Okay, so this comes from a listener who says, my husband used to want to have sex all the time, but now that I'm pregnant, he's never in the mood. I don't know what to do about it, but I wish he would take advantage of the fact that I'm feeling really turned on these days, oddly enough.
It's actually not that odd that you're feeling turned on or that he's feeling turned off. First, let's see it from your position. The same hormones that can trigger some of pregnancy's most uncomfortable symptoms, like those nosebleeds, those bleeding sore gums, can trigger pretty amazing ones too. All that extra blood flow doesn't just flow to the baby, it flows to your pelvic region, and that can make reaching orgasm, even multiple orgasms, easier than ever. Your larger, firmer breasts, which may now have their own zip code, may be all a tingle now too, extra sensitive and more fun to play with, at least once the painfully tender first trimester has passed. You may also be finding those extra curves something to celebrate and embrace. Now, let's see it from his side. And by the way, many of these hang-ups can get women hung up too. So let's hang them up once and for all so you can get busy. Maybe he's worried that he'll hurt the baby. That's an easy one. He can't. If your doctor or midwife has green-lighted red light activities, he can go ahead and make your day or night and his. Baby is sealed up and wrapped up tight, completely cushioned for any pushing by amniotic fluid, uterine and abdominal muscles. Nothing he can do will break that seal. Maybe he's weirded out to do it in front of the baby. It's a mind over matter situation with an increasingly large matter to get over as your belly grows. But here's a reality check. Baby isn't only impervious to harm, but oblivious to what's going on when you're getting it on. In the dark, literally. The baby can't see or know what's up down there, process it, or remember it in any way. He or she is just along for the ride, and if anything, will be lulled by the rocking motion. Some babies kick during sex, which can be a little disconcerting, especially when they kick their dad. But trust me, it's just a reaction to your movement, not a sign that baby's in the know or disturbed or hurt in any way. Now, what about the potential weirdness of having sex with a mother? Again, it can be a bit mind-trippy at first, but it'll help to remember that you're a couple still and not just a couple of parents. A little lingerie, maybe some mood setting, music and lighting, a toy or two will help take the focus off the baby and put the spotlight on romance. Okay, and now for the kicker, and I am not talking about your baby. Some dads and some moms worry that the penetrating penis will somehow hit the baby in the head or poke the baby in the eye or, okay, that semen will splash baby. But the truth is, even the most gifted of guys can't possibly invade baby space or get in baby's face. You're giving yourself way too much credit or giving him way too much credit. There's a thick layer of protection between even the longest of penises and the baby, and that's the cervix. You may be able to hit the cervix, but not the baby's head. Beyond the cervix is the amniotic sac, providing another layer of protection. Let's call it a seawall. What if he's never in the mood no matter what you do? Don't jump to the conclusion, like women too often do, that he doesn't find you sexy anymore. That's just not true. It's actually his hormones that might be keeping him down. Remember that dads also experience hormonal changes during pregnancy, specifically a rise in estrogen and a drop in testosterone. Nature's good intentions aside, to bring out the nurturer in the male of the species, these hormonal shifts can also throw cold water on a man's libido. So encourage him sexually. Send him sexy texts. Leave lipstick on the mirror. Spend time on foreplay. Yes, for him for once. Reassure him by all means, but also try the other kind of intercourse, talking about it. Remind him that you love him not just as a pregnancy partner, but as a sexual one. That even when it's the three of you, nothing but nothing will ever replace your twosome. Then bring on the massage oil and see what happens. So, Emma, that was really fun talking about sex with your mother, right?
It was special. It was special.
It was the first time. It's not like it's going to be the last time, right?
Obviously. I'm going to text you later with a question.
Okay, good. I look forward to it. I can't imagine what it might be.
I mean, honestly, I think that there's something to be said about our relationship. You know, it's very open, and I think that's great. I'm sure a lot of people don't talk about anal sex with their mother.
No. In fact,
and maybe they should.
Yeah, no, I mean, why not? I think that we should talk more openly about sex in general, among other issues, and that's why we're here. That's why we're here on this show, on What to Expect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're starting a conversation.
Lots and lots of conversations. So I hope everyone out there enjoyed it, and we'll tune back in for more conversations.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Remember, I'm always here for you. What to Expect is always here for you. We're all in this together. For more on what you heard on today's episode, visit whattoexpect.com/podcast. You can also check out What to Expect When You're Expecting, What to Expect the First Year, and the What to Expect app. And we want to hear from you. Connect with us on our community message board or on our social media. You can find me at Heidi Murkoff and Emma at Emma Bing WTE. And of course, at What to Expect. Baby Love is performed by Riley Biederer. What to Expect is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
In my arms, why don't you stay?